Paul's letter in the second reading today, as he writes to the Philippians, struck me when he said, "I am confident of this, the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness, and how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more." Looking at the life of Saul, who became Paul, we see a person who knows that his life is a work in progress. We are not complete until, as he says, the day of Christ Jesus. Our goal, as Paul expresses in his prayer, should be to continue to grow and change. It is when we become complacent and stagnant that spiritual sickness sets in. So he tells the people of Philippi that he has a prayer for them, and it is really a desire and a prayer for all of us as well, that your love may increase ever more and more. One of the providential blessings that our parish is receiving this Advent is the mission of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The heart, as we know, is symbolic of love, which is the act of the will, not a feeling. I participated about 17 years ago in an enthronement mission of the Sacred Heart at the Cathedral Parish in Knoxville when I was assigned there. And it was a time of great blessings for all who participated. And I also believe that it is providential that during our priest retreat in October, Bishop Michael Mulvey of Corpus Christi, Texas, who was our retreat master, talked on love, what he called the art of loving. So I'd like to share with you some of the ways which he helped us priests increase in our love, as Paul prayed for. And the retreat was very well received by our priests, and we were moved by his personal experiences of putting this art of loving into practice. So it wasn't just theory or words, but shared life with us. And it is something that is really simple enough that children, young people, can put it into practice as well, because it is the good news of Jesus Christ. Here are some highlights from what he told us. Jesus is the incarnation of love. He is God and fleshed. So when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman who had five husbands, Jesus spoke to her love, not condemnation. The attitude of Christ has to be love, and so does our attitude. The woman who was caught in adultery encountered Jesus, who is love, not condemnation. Jesus encountered people first with love and then called them to change to the moral life. Love is our way, our truth, and our freedom. And there are five expressions from scriptures which highlight the art of loving. The first point is to be the first to love. In the letter of John, in the first letter of John, it says, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son." So following God's initiative, we can see those around us who are in need and be motivated with that attitude of love to go out to other people. A simple example is that I can recognize that even though it's not my job to do a particular thing in the family or at work, such as cleaning up, I can be the first to love by concretely doing something which brings about the good for other people. The second point in the art of loving is to love everyone. From the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, "God makes his sun to rise on the good and the bad, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust." In other words, These good things that God sends to earth, sun and rain, are for the benefit of all, regardless of whether a person is deserving or not. So God loves everyone, and we, in imitation of God, should not discriminate in offering our love towards other people. The third point is directly from the mouth of Jesus as the second greatest commandment, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. It means putting yourself in another person's place. It is counteractive to an attitude of selfishness because it requires us to pay attention to the other person and his or her needs as if they are my own. The fourth point of the art of loving is to recognize the presence of Jesus in those who are suffering. And this comes from Matthew chapter 25 in the description of the Last Judgment. Jesus said, "Whatever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me." And he explained that whenever a person is thirsty and we give that person something to drink, or homeless and we give them shelter, or in prison and we visit them, we are loving and doing something concrete to help him, Jesus. He identifies himself with those who are in need. So the fourth point is to love Jesus in the other person. The fifth point in the art of loving is what I always say, the hardest to do. But Jesus himself said it in Matthew chapter 5. "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." So whenever we actively try to reconcile or forgive or pray for our persecutors, those who think differently from us, or those who have offended us in any way, we are living this fifth and difficult point in the art of loving. It takes courage, but it does bear great fruit. When we make our little effort to love in this way, really, God brings about the bulk of the work. So Paul's prayer for Philippi is my prayer for Fatima's Advent mission, that our love may increase more and more, and that the good work that has begun in us comes to completion on the day of Christ Jesus.